Johnny, first and foremost, congratulations, Terman, the All-Ireland Senior Gaeltacht Champions, LGFA, for 2026, the ninth time in the club's history.
Gormagath, Kieran. Look, that was one of the big things coming up here. We looked at it and, as alluded to before, that we'd eight All-Irelands in Clare Galway. We're going now for three in a row, and it was something. They beat us 2 years ago down in Cork, and last year they beat Dunloe in a big game down in Meath. So look, that team, that was a big team. We were playing the day, and they were up with their county players and all that. So it was interesting, even before the game, looking at them,
2 points up at half time. What was the message at half time, and how satisfied were you being 2 points up, or did you think maybe you could be further ahead?
I know at half time, to be honest, we were happy enough because we played the better football. I thought, and I knew with the measuring before the game, it's hard to tell. A team come from a different county, and when you feel yourself you don't know where you stand. But I knew at half time that we definitely the measuring. I told the girls that's exactly now. You just can go out and let loose a bit now because we can go at them. But we did kind of, I think, go at them in the second half, and that's
People here today know what this means to the club and that group of players. What does it mean to you as part of the management? You're working hard all year. You have the championship now in a few weeks. Yeah, you have the league ongoing at the minute. You already won the county. Come out as penalty guilty, but this is real icing on the cake in terms of guilty success.
Aye, definitely. When I took over the team back in January and February, the first thing I looked at was Donegal guilty first, and then All-Ireland. I said to the girls, I said, don't underestimate how big a competition this is, because look, it's only when you go, our men were down there last year at All-Ireland, you go down to the All-Ireland, you realise there's a lot of teams and good teams, and and to get your name on that trophy, as I said, or I think you said there for the ninth time, and it's we take it very serious in Terman, to be honest.
Yep. He's won by a goal. That goal came late in the first half. Kieran McGarvey, Amuin Nkondi, she knows where the net is.
She does, and I was kind of telling them at half time, let's take her points, and I was kind of looking at her going for this, as oh god. But anyway, she did, and she's with some goal. But she's a great player, Kieran's a brilliant player. We had the county players today, they're just that notch up, there's just class to watch them out the other day,
You did lose a number of players during the week. You've leaving certain number of girls going away, and I think maybe Nicole McLaughlin may have got injured just this morning.
Nicole just went down sick yesterday, and Nicole has been heartbeat of our team, massive loss, but look, she just couldn't make it today, and it was a big loss. But look, the girls stepped in, Neve Field stepped in for there, I have to say. That's one thing we're lucky to have, Kieran's depth in that panel, and it's going to need everybody from going forward.
Eagle Margin Lagoon and Oct.
Oh, Eagle Margin, she's in Chairman and Corn, and here, and you.